Jason, quick question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
Help me understand a little bit more clearly what you're asking.
Did you ever hear it called Don't Go Jason Waterfalls?
Is this Matt Hamilton?
So I kind of just thought of this question on the spot. So it needs to be workshopped a little. I'm not going to lie.
You're the same as Matt.
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Oh, snap! What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that?
Jason Wilde joins Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light Live from Scani Bars. We get set for Love Madison Volleyball. First serve tonight for the inaugural home match. Love Madison and Salt Lake, 8 o'clock. By the way, if you can't make it out tonight, you can watch it. It's televised on ESPNU nationally. So maybe Jason Wilde, wherever he may be across the state of Wisconsin, will be able to catch that tonight. Jason, good afternoon. Jesse Nelson, Matt Hamilton, John Audius with you from Scani Bar on Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light. Matt Hamilton is doing the ceremonial first serve tonight for Love Madison in their inaugural home match. Any tips for Matt Hamilton tonight as he gets set for that prestigious honor?
Treat it with the same focus and vigor that you deliver when you're competing at the Olympics, and everything will be fine.
That is actually sound advice. I was expecting something smart. Like, that was legit. I expected, like,
also,
Jason.
Wait to have a Coors Light until afterwards.
Yeah, fair enough. I might be a little too late on that. Jason, so we're asking ace or error on this opening inaugural serve.
Oh, I think you're – I don't know. I'm learning a lot about volleyball again after covering the Badgers early in my career, because now Sid is playing club volleyball, and, you know, I'm learning about the serving zones. I don't think you should get bogged down in figuring out which zone you're aiming for. I don't think Lauren Carlini is going to come by and tell you to aim for zone two. I think just get it in. I think you'll be fine. Sid, are there any keys to an accurate serve for Matt Hamilton?
I think just solid hand contact. You know, just really focus on that, keeping that hand flat, and just, boom, center of the ball. And I think you'll be good.
Yeah, I think you're right. What does Sydney have to say?
Sydney's saying that it depends how fancy-schmancy you want to get in terms of how you're going to turn the angle of your hand, create some backspin or some...
Top spin, for sure.
Top spin or the... I love the knuckleball serve. I don't know what that's called. A float serve, I'm being told by sources close to my desk. So you, again, just get the ball in and the crowd will go wild.
All right, Jason, we're going to try and go rapid-fire Packers with you in the limited time we have. We appreciate you joining us. Jesse Nelson, Matt Hamilton, John Audius, Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light. All right, let's start with this. Jeff Hafley interviewed for the Jets head coaching job. Is he going to get it?
No. They also interviewed, I think he was the 14th guy to interview. They since have interviewed someone else in addition. So, no, I mean, I think it's great experience for him. I think he's earned the opportunity to be interviewed for head coaching jobs, but I think we're away from that, and maybe that's just my... my desire to have him continue to be the Packers defensive coordinator. But Josh McCown just interviewed, so now they're up to 15 interviewees. So, I think the fact that they fired Jason Rebrovich, their defensive line coach, and they're already interviewing a replacement, leads me to believe that they're expecting Jeff Hafley to be back, and that Jeff Hafley's expecting to be back as well.
So, Jason, I believe Goody had spoken in the last, like, couple days.
It was yesterday. Yes.
What stood out most to you with anything he had to say about the season or maybe going forward?
How much water does that bottle hold that you got sitting in front of you? Is that, like, 96 ounces?
That's got to
no,
be like.
It's talking about yours. You do understand that, right?
Yeah, it's a 40-ounce water bottle. Hydration is key to athletics.
There's no way that's only 40.
That's what it says right on the bottom.
40-ouncer. Okay. All right. So you guys are like you're like Dirty Dancing. It's nobody puts Matty Hamilton in the corner.
Plus, I mean, I'm the star of the show, so I had to be front and center.
No problem. I'm glad you're. The great part is, like Tausch does during our show when he's in like Milwaukee and he's on delay, he gets very confused then because I'm watching you. You're picking up the water bottle now, which in real time you've already set it back down, and it's very confusing. I can see why Tausch struggles with that. What was your question about what Goody said yesterday again?
What stood out most to you about what he had to say about the season, or maybe about the upcoming season, or like plans for the future?
Yeah. So I the last question of the press conference was asked by a very long-winded veteran beat writer who can certainly rub some people the wrong way and is easily distracted by the YouTube stream.
Domofsky does that.
No kidding. And his answer, I thought, was really, really interesting. I think Tausch did, too, when we talked about it briefly this morning. And that was the fact that he basically said that they need to ramp up their sense of urgency. The line that he had that really stuck with me, these opportunities don't come often. The life of a player in the National Football League is not very long. We've got a bunch of good guys in that locker room. We've got a bunch of talented guys in that locker room, and I think it's time we started competing for championships. I think they're ready. And what that tells me is he feels like with a lot of young guys, there's a mentality of, all right, well, there's always next year. We're early in our careers. We'll get our opportunity eventually. It didn't work out this year. And I think he wants them to feel a greater sense of these opportunities aren't guaranteed. Just because they should be better next year doesn't necessarily mean that they will be or that they'll be healthy enough to go on a playoff run. So I think he's disappointed that they've been in position, even as a seventh seed, and they failed to get it done each of the 2 years they made the playoffs here.
Does that also mean, Jason, that free agency, like, go all in? Like, if we're here to win championships, maybe it means a bigger urgency in free agency. And if that's the case, what do you think the number one priority should be?
Yeah, that's a great question, John. And look, let's be honest. We know you're a born and bred Vikings fan, and there's some uncertainty in this division, and the Packers could end up having an opportunity here, right? We don't know. The Vikings had a magnificent season. We certainly saw what Sam Darnold did in the last two games, though, and that leads to all kinds of questions about who your quarterback is going to be, right? You look at the Lions, and, you know, I expect them, and I know Jesse's rooting for them, to be in the Super Bowl, but they're probably going to lose one, if not both, of their coordinators. So is Dan Campbell as great of a coach if he doesn't have Ben Johnson and he doesn't have Aaron Glenn? So there's, you know, they obviously have great talent there too, but it'll be interesting to see. And what if they make the Super Bowl and lose? We know there's always seemingly a hangover after you lose a Super Bowl. So if you're the Packers, you're saying, okay, we finished behind these two teams. We don't think there's a big gap. What can we do to close whatever gap there is? And, you know, they can hope that someone at wide receiver rises up to be a number one caliber guy, or they can go get one. They can hope that Keyshawn Nixon is a capable CB1 since he proclaimed himself to be one, or maybe they go out and get one. So I think it'll be interesting to see what route they go, but those two are positions of need. And then, you know, I don't think firing your defensive line coach necessarily means that all is resolved up front, where Kenny Clark was a disappointment, Rashawn Gary was a disappointment, Lucas Van Ness was a disappointment. They traded Preston Smith. He was such a disappointment. And then he wasn't even active for the Steelers for their playoff game. So they clearly need an infusion of ability there as well. So they've got lots of needs. For a team that won a lot of football games, they got a lot of possibilities they can go in free agency and in the draft.
Jason, real quick before you go, in and out of the gymnastics meet that you're attending this weekend, there are four divisional round playoff games happening. Which one is most compelling to you, and which one do you not care if you see one play of?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm certainly interested in the Lions game and the Bills game. I mean, the Bills-Ravens game, I would think, is probably number one on the list. I do think the Lions are going to beat the Commanders, but you know, I think you and I, as much as it pains me to say it, are on the same page. I want Buffalo, Detroit in the Super Bowl. I want the team that lost four Super Bowls in a row against the team that's never been in the Super Bowl. That is compelling to me as a storyteller who roots for the story. So that's what I'm on board for. Now, I will admit that we're going to go to the UW-Eau Claire gymnastics meet tonight before the girls compete tomorrow. So I think I'll be back in time to catch the Salt Lake-Madison game that you guys are going to be at the Fieldhouse. So that's even more compelling to me, especially with a volleyball player in my midst.
Love it. ESPNU, 8 o'clock tonight, you'll be able to watch. Jason Wilde, thank you so much for sharing the time with us, Jason. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up back with you on Tuesday.
All right, when Paula yells at me, I'm just going to give her your number and have her call you to get after you for that extra question.
That's fine.
Okay, Jesse?
Her and the YouTube right. dwellers, they can all get after it, or after me, I should say.
And probably Becca. All right, guys, yeah. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, very well-produced show he hosts, by the way, Wilde and Tausch, weekday mornings 9 to noon on ESPN Wisconsin. Takes his time to join us here on Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light. We're at Sconny Bar as we get set for Love Madison Volleyball, the inaugural home match at the UW Fieldhouse tonight, 8 o'clock first serve. Actually, just before that, when the real match first serve takes place, Matt Hamilton will be delivering the ceremonial first serve. So get there early. Get there so early, in fact, that you actually come here to Sconny Bar and join us first. We're on the air till 6:30 tonight. Come on out. Enjoy the pregame party. This is the official pre-party destination before heading over to the Fieldhouse tonight to cheer on Love Madison Volleyball in their first ever home match here in downtown Madison. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the passing of Bob Uecker yesterday. John and I have yet to share our official thoughts on that. We'll get to that straight ahead. Still plenty more to get to all show long, including me being ridiculed as now being a Lions fan. Can't believe that's how I've been painted over the last week, including nationally. We're all going to do that. Still coming up. It's Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, ESPN Madison on YouTube, and Wisconsin On Demand.